I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Donald J. Trump called for the insurrection against the United States of America.
You talked about Al-Qaeda. What has he done in terms of incitement, right, that Osama bin Laden didn't do?
Each of these people should be shamed, and they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden and to the Holiday Inn that they're staying at.
The way that we in the media speak about this is so important.
Today was terrorism.
We call them terrorists.
Terrorists.
Domestic terrorists.
Domestic terrorists.
Domestic terrorists.
These people are not Americans.
Kevin McCarthy was on Fox calling this un-American. Marco Rubio.
I don't know. There's a lot of empty rhetoric. There's a lot of empty concern.
Hawley, I should say, of all people, had the nerve to condemn the violence that we saw today.
Josh Hawley should resign in ignominy. Ted Cruz as well. But honestly, Mitch McConnell too.
Shame on them. Shame on those senators. They sided with domestic terrorists yesterday, and we won't forget it.
This in no way absolves them of the sin and the sins that they and the president have committed against this country.
And if Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump are not arrested today for insurrection and taken to jail and booked.
It was encouraged by our Republican colleagues, and that is why every single one of them, especially because they have been the ones trying to steal this election, that's why we are calling for them to be removed.
But then Trump supporters come in and you open the doors for them.
The Capitol riots lasted several hours. Police force was used. One person was shot dead. 14 officers injured. One federal building was damaged. No small businesses were destroyed. And the media reacted that way. This is how the media reacted to the Black Lives Matter riots that lasted 7 months, where police force was used. 23 at least people were killed, shot dead. 700 officers were injured. 150 plus federal buildings destroyed. Hundreds of small businesses destroyed. Insurance totaling $2 billion in damages. Roll clip.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists, and they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal. Morally.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
But thank goodness for the looters, man.
And please show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I don't care that much about statues.
Shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
You're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
People get mad, and people get sick of it. People are risking COVID to explain to this country that we're fed up.
Most of the major movements in American history have started at the grassroots level, and at some point have turned into direct conflict with American government. So remember your history before you judge your present.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
I disagree.
I didn't see much of any condemning there. Whereas Republicans and Democrats universally condemned the Capitol Hill riots, you had media and politicians encouraging the BLM riots. Your outrage is manufactured, in large part due to the media. There's other players involved here, as you see. And as I'll mention right now, that includes big tech, big government, big Hollywood, Wall Street even. I'm not going to get into those here, but I have to mention big tech, because big tech is how you're linked to the mainstream media. So that's what this episode of Off the Record. Thank you so much for joining me on this one. Mainstream media, or legacy media, it's also known as, has been manipulating you and brainwashing you with their propaganda. That's why I quoted Joseph Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels was the propagandist for Hitler's Nazi Germany. That's how he was able to convince people to get euthanized. That's how he was able to convince people to basically segregate a part of the population and move those that didn't disagree with or vilify over to concentration camps, internment camps, re-education camps, or whatever. Just the point is, get them out of the society so they can keep the, the white Aryans, you know, whatever. So propaganda is a powerful tool. And it's exactly what's happening today. It's been happening. But for the past 4 years, the media took off the mask of pretending to be somewhere down the middle and was finally in your face, full-throated biased. Because like I said, they have been pretending this whole time. The first time I heard about this whole hive mind mentality thing was back in 2004, 2005, when former national security advisor for the Clintons, Sandy Berger, he no longer part of the administration with George W. Bush because he was with the Clintons, but he still somehow has security clearance, went over, I forget to where, I don't know if it was Congress or Department of Defense, and stole classified documents that pinpoint to the time, the moment where he blocked communication between military intelligence with special operators on the ground, having Osama bin Laden in his scopes in 1997, 1998, and waiting for the order from President Clinton, or at the very least, Vice President Al Gore, and Sandy Berger blocked the communication. So he stole those documents. He stuffed them into his pants, was walking out, gets caught, and the media covers it like this. In a case of sloppiness. Sloppiness? Sloppiness. He was stealing classified documents. Oh, he should have been carrying a briefcase or at least a folder. How silly did it look to stuff those documents in his pants? A few months later, he'll plead guilty to stealing the documents. But that was the first time I was signaled to a hive mentality with the mainstream media. It's like, whoa, man, there's like some kind of bias here. That was about a year or two of my political awakening, if you will, for when I started the Andres Segovia Show back then. That was a political activist commentary and all that stuff. So all this time later, I've only followed and warned about the mainstream media bias and eventual big tech censorship and all that. And that's what's happening now. Now the media is trying to tell you that there is no such thing as big tech censorship. There is no such thing as a conservative bias. No, of course not. So how do you explain all the purging of all those conservative accounts on Twitter and Facebook and other places like YouTube? It's like, well, that's not happening. Just because you say it's not happening doesn't mean it's not happening. But the mainstream media continues to manipulate you to think and feel the way they want you to think and feel. And as is evidenced by our new press secretary, if you press them with a question about, hey, about those stocks, what's going on with GameStop? And the press secretary would go, we have the first female secretary of treasury. Yeah, but what's that got to do with GameStop? So yeah, the first female secretary of treasury. Isn't that Yellen? That's amazing, right? This is the kind of thing that the media does. That if you point out their fallacies, you point out their hypocrisies, they'll find a way to try to turn it around and pretend like, that's not there. Like the building is on fire behind you. No, it's not. That's literally what they would do. For those of you watching at www.dangerousandcovid.com, you know the drill. Embedded in the show notes accompanying this episode down below are other episodes that expand the commentary of what I'm doing, and some of the clips that I might show you here, the full length clips are available down there. So I cite my sources, I place them there. I don't just speak hot air because I like citing sources. One of the most difficult things to do though is to try to pull up clips today. Because before, when I did the show, the Andres Segovia Show, I would say, do your own research, people. It's not the same as it was 17, 18 years ago, because it's really hard now where to point to go to. If I have a political discussion with somebody, sometimes they'll ask me, well, what's your evidence? What's your sources? And when I quote my sources, they're like, oh, that's not really a thing to take seriously. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be quoting CNN, New York Times, ABC, NBC, Bloomberg, and all those that only you agree with. So yeah, okay, so what are your alternative news sources if that's all you get your news from?
Fox News.
Fox News? Who told you they're conservative? Oh, that's right, the media and the Democrats did. Oh, yeah. That's why Fox is barely struggling to stay on the ratings chart, because they've been abandoned by conservatives. Yeah, you could point to Tucker Carlson. He wasn't always there. He's from MSNBC. He got a better contract and left. Sean Hannity, he's been there. Spends 1 hour on Fox and 3 hours daily at ABC Radio. So what I'm getting at is people only think Fox News is a source. They're not a conservative outlet. They haven't been a conservative outlet. At least not for the longest time, if you ever wanted to call them a conservative outlet. They were an alternative outlet back in the late 90s to combat the other ones that were out there. But they never, ever presented themselves as a conservative outlet. They had conservative hosts on their outlet. But see, that's the problem. That you're probably led to believe that they are. Because the media told you. Because the Democrats vilify them. But now you have Brian Stelter saying that we got to get rid of Fox News. Because of they're dangerous. Why? Because they share a different perspective than they do. But that's not how Brian Stelter put it. Check out this clip.
But while some cry cancel culture, let me suggest a different way to think about this. A harm reduction model. Most people want clean air and blue skies and accurate news and rational views. And then in that healthy environment that looks beautiful, then we can have great fights about taxes and regulation and healthcare and all the rest. The vast majority of people can agree that disinformation about, let's say, the pandemic is unhealthy. It's harmful. So how can that harm be reduced? Well, big tech platforms say they are removing lies about vaccines and stamping out Stop the Steal BS and QAnon cult content. Now, do these private companies have too much power? Sure. And many people would say yes, of course they do. But reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is different than freedom of reach. And algorithmic reach is part of the problem.
That was Brian Stelter trying to justify the censorship of a whole platform. Well, not platform, but an entire news channel. Not just them. Newsmax and One America News Network. Dangerous. You know what was dangerous, Brian? The clips that I played where all of you were cheering on the calamity, the chaos, the death, the destruction that was happening on the Black Lives Matter riots. If you're going to signal to Fox News as being a problem, you were the problem in the first place. You've always been the problem, CNN. You have never been the trusted name in news for the past 2 decades. Never. All you ever did was cover up, hide, lie about anything that you didn't agree with. But you disguise yourself as news. All you fawned over Barack Obama. All you fawned over Hillary Clinton. And it was because of all of you, legacy media, mainstream media, for why Biden became president. None of you covered the election irregularities because it didn't benefit you. None of you asked any hard questions to Biden because the dude wasn't even campaigning. He was stuck in the basement for 8 months. Keep him there. And now, where are the hard questions? Why are you not covering his dementia, Joe Biden's dementia? Why are you not covering the fact that the guy is mentally not there to be president? Because you know who you're grooming to replace him. That, a discussion for another episode. Get ready for that. Yeah. But therein goes my point, that hive mind. And here's one of the most recent examples that I can point to. These aren't clips, but at least they're tweets that I can point to. Just about 2 years ago, there was a terrorist attack in Sri Lanka. And it was an Islamic terrorist attack on Christian groups that were celebrating Easter. And the media came up with a new term for that. Because they didn't want to say they were Christians. They didn't want to point that out. They said that terrorists attacked Easter worshippers. Huh? What's an Easter worshipper? In all Christendom, and before that, April 2019, never before had that term ever been used. But they came up with it. Clinton, Obama, a bunch of the shills in the Congress like Adam Schiff, all of them on the same time in the mornings. Oh, our hearts are with the Easter worshipers. It pains you to say Christian. This whole red pill thing that was probably trending for some time, like, oh, get red pill. That's got nothing to do with Republicans. That's an expression from the Matrix. It means wake up. You're plugged into a machine that's making you think and manipulate the way you feel. And you have to unplug from that, the Matrix. The Neo in the Matrix took the red pill to see the truth. And that's what you're being told on this program, off the record, the unpleasant truth that you're being lied to. And some of the things that you despise in your life, you might actually be in agreement with. But because you've been told to hate it, you didn't know the truth. Which is why I say, shut all that off. No, the noise is insane. I was off for 2 weeks from Instagram and other things because I deleted my Facebook and wanted to make sure it wasn't re-triggered. But in all that, I'm like, no, now that I'm back, I don't really want to be there. More on big tech on that episode. But I just want to wrap things up and say, the biggest accomplishment as of late, because it took a bunch of different groups to be together to take care of and make sure it happens, was the media looking the other way to election irregularities, making sure big tech censored everything to make sure nothing happened. Big Hollywood being in on this from the beginning to manipulate and lie through shows and pushing politics and this and that into every single programming from kids to adults and all that, sporting events and all. You couldn't escape it. Couldn't escape it. Everything had to be politicized and create this outrage because you were being told that you have to feel and think this way. Just think back a few months before all that crazy chaos, how the entire country came together when Kobe Bryant died. What happened then? One woman tweeted something negative about Kobe Bryant from the news outlets, and there was just a tsunami of criticism against her, and she was, I think, suspended for some time for having the gall to bring up something negative about Kobe Bryant on the day he passes away with other friends and family. It was universal. What changed? The media continues to lie to you. It's time to wake up, folks. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Off the Record. I'm Andres. This is the show and the program where I talk about anything and everything that interests me. And one of the things that interests me is the truth. So I will talk about it here. Thanks very much for watching. See you in the next one.